Well, the saga of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her IT aide, Imran Awan, grows more complex and sordid by the day. Wasserman Schultz of Florida continued to employ Awan, he's a Pakistani national, for several months, even after he was banned from the House computer network as a security risk. She refused to fire him until he was actually arrested at the airport trying to flee the country to go back to Pakistan, and then was indicted on several federal charges. Weirdly enough, though, the plot gets even stranger from there. A new report by Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller News Foundation reveals that Awan actually had a second account with kind of non-sinister explanations for this story.
Yeah, because basically everything people, as I said on your show a couple of months back, basically everything people have been looking for in the so-called Russia investigation is actually here in the more or less uncovered Imran Awan investigation. This guy had his access to House email withdrawn because he was a security risk, yet he still had a House email. And the House email he had, which is something like 123 at house.gov, suggests that, in fact, he was rather deeply embedded inside the House email system. There's nothing. By the way, just to talk first principles here, Tucker, I don't actually see why a lot of low-grade congressmen actually require so-called IT aides.
I agree.
And the fact that they have them is a potential security risk. So they, in a sane world, they wouldn't have IT aides. But if they do, the idea that they subcontract them to one Pakistani family, who are taking home extraordinary salaries that bear no relation to what low-grade IT aides can command, and wind up owning four homes in the Washington area, and the official explanation for that is that he had at least two wives to support, being a devout Muslim. This story is malodorous to a degree that nothing surrounding Trump's involvement in the Miss Universe pageant in St. Petersburg or wherever it was is at all. And nobody's interested in it.